Good morning. This Shabbos of Balei Lateva, in the name of Svartan Kul Yemen, which we brought up the whole week, we'll be practicing on the day of Lagi Nimer. We read two parshiyas, Achan Es Kedoshim, which Zichur has a Sheikha, Sud Bin Yonam, and Avoida, Rashmi, and Lagba Imer. Let me just think Maktim of Vord, the super important effect for Tereskein, that the Teresvi of Zinichoyuk, Sarne Zazoyer, was once sitting by Shulchan Ayator, Lagba Imer, and suddenly, he said at Beradin that we say you did nefesh of harachamon and you did nefesh of harachamon is gematria Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochum. There was a London sitting there, and he was immediately looked at him and he was pages marshavtoi, and he said it's one off. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochum is one more. So he said London, like you know, gluk, right? Don't you know that throughout Shas Yechoy is written Chosr Aleph? At Alkein is Mitzvah Mechuv. Hello. What is this Indian that Rashbi is Begin Matzriya, you did Nefesh over Rachma? So the chat is, the simple chat is that Tzadikim Beimim Lebeirim, and Rashbi is the you did Nefesh over Rachma, all call Yisrael, and on like whatever is Rashbi, a Shef Abracha, and Kash Mitzvah. Tifrigeret, the Talmud Rebbe says, I'm ready to give up. He says, you did nefesh of harachamon is the Rashi Tevis aniyo, a boat. And Chazal Darshan, the Gemara Shabbos, based on the Pesach, initially derech aniyo b'levyo. And he says, yam is gimachi 50, the 50 days of Sfiras HaOmer. Lev is 32. After the 32nd day of the Omer, in the yam, right? The aniyo, the yidid nefesh of harachamon, Rashi Mechoi, is the person's in a yam. And the yam is full of mayim hazeidunim, where you can say tsarasuras, all kinds of issues. And Rab Shimon Bar Yochai throws everyone a life raft, right, to save us from the mayim hazeidunim. What's pshat in this? How does it connect? So, in other words, he gives us tahara. The Gemara says, just like the yam is tor, so is the aniyah b'derech yam is tor. How does there's one simple, if you have to speak about the avoida, the belt of Tarkhis, the Ashkofa of Hashim Bar Yochai, there's one thing that's boiled. He was always magish, the incredible, the awesome Maila of Yidin. When Lahavdil, the concept that Yidin needs Rachus, is Babus from Umasoil, the difference. Let me just try to again. These in Yonim are brought out in this week's parsha. Let me just put that on the simplest level. There is a machlokes in the Gemara. Aber Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is amongst the Tanayim HaKadoshim behold, on Shabbos, that's not fine, that Yisrael are b'nei melochim. Every Yid is a prince. The Gemara in Yevamos that Samach Aleph says that a Yid is metame ba'oil and an Akum is not metame ba'oil. Shem Adam kiyamos ba'oil, Atem kriyam Adam, even though it's a machlokes, the Mishnah always, Rishon Gamil disagrees. And the Chur and Halacha, we pass in that Kivrei Akum is Metame Ba'oil. Or the Sforim HaKadoshim say, that is in this world the way it is here and now. Or you remember, we discussed many times, like Ba'imer, that when Moshe Rabbeinu ascended to heaven, and the Malachim said, how was Moshe Rabbeinu Zoycha to win the Vikuach with Malachi Asharis? The Frat of the Midrash Chazal. What was the Taina Halacha? The Halacha Taina of the Malach. They Taina Mitadina the Bar Mitzra. They're the Kriyum. You have to sell the land. You have to give it the first refusal is to the neighbor. And since Torah is in heaven and they are in heaven, why are you sending it down to men? What is the answer to that is? Because even the Bechinas Bonin. And the Halacha is that even though generally you sell first to the Bar Mitzra, Mitara Asisa Pei Vayosher, over selling to a child, it comes as a difference over selling to a neighbor. And even of a chinas bohmen, which is the reason why the Zera Kodesh in Parshat Nosa, it says that Rabbi Yehuda called Rashvi Shabbat the Chul Shabbat. He is the Shabbos of the week. And as we discussed countless times, which I'm not repeating now, Shabbos is the weekdays, a yid is the chinas edit, year. Shabbos is the chinas avo, the chinas then, which is the reason it says goof in Zayar HaKadosh. in the weekday, the Iker learning of a Yid is in Halacha. On Shabbos, it's the Iker in Kabbalah. Therefore, what do you say on Shabbos, Mishra L'Soida? Horil Lashem Kol Oretz Rashi Tevis. Wiki wiki. Halacha. Masha Inkin, on Shabbos, what do we say? Hishtachu Lashem V'Hadras Kodesh, which is Rashi Tevis Kabbalah, right? Because the Zohar HaKadosh says that someone who looks in Ginzei the Malka, in the king's treasure house, he is Bevchinas Bet. So Shabbos is Bevchinas Bet, and therefore Bitadat Begat Torah, which is the reason, L'chulei Alma, when which day of the week was Torah given? Shabbos, right? Etc., etc., etc. So the Avodah of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is that Eden are special, and we're Bevchinas Bonim. And this you see both in all the parshas. If I was to ask a simple guy on the street, Kim Gunish, Rabbi, tell me, what is the central thing? When you think of parshas Achrins, first thing you think of is Yom Kippur. What is the avodah of Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is Gimachia Roitza Ali, says the Mashiach. In other words, Yom Kippur is the one day of the year, you know, we have five tefillos. And the highest part of the Nesham, Yechid Sheva Nefesh, in this galah, even by a posh shebem shutim, and every wants to be rain, everyone wants to be zayin las mokeinu. It's the guy Yom Kippur is this galah the sherish anelam of every yid yichid shebem nefesh, which is the kodesh of hakadoshim in a person's neshama, which is the bechina of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. What does Rav Shimon Bar Yochai do with kodesh hakadoshim? Hello, you see in the pil. Bar Yochai, the kodesh hakadoshim. He is the bechina of kodesh hakadoshim, which is that level. Therefore, the famous word of the Bisharan and Kalim, like classic world for bringing. Ma'akot is Baruch Lakol, Afrashvil Lakol. Because that is the Bechina of Kodesh Kodoshim, Yechina Shemelefet, which is the 50th Bechina, Yoivel, hello? Which is indestructible, incorruptible, and good. And therefore, Hilula, just to throw out a few Gimachis, I'm talking about today. Hilula, the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Gimachi 1001, which is Gimachi Yosherish Anela, which is Gimachi, as the Shimon famously says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mogi and Avram, that's the Tina. And therefore, it says the Pasuk, the beginning of the Parashah, the Zois Yovei Aaron El HaKodesh, the Zois Aaron El HaKodesh, is Gimachi Abba Mesuteres, which is Gimachi Matrosel Vovei Neman. And therefore, Meron B'milu Yimachir Akroivim V'Achoikim, to every Eid, whether you're a Korov or a Rochik, is the Skala of the Kedushas on the Shami Yom Kippur. And that's why Sfiras Omer, which ends off with Kamishim Yom, which is Boisel, Kamishim Yom is Yimachir V'Yom HaKippurimu, Tisbro Kamishim Yom is Yimachir V'Hoisel Yom Kukos Oilom, said by Yom Kippur. Right? Well, I'm not going to try to get crazy. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon ben Milui is Gimachi of Achoydish Hashvi as Achoydish. Rabbi Shimon ben Achoy, the Chodesh Kodashim, he is connected to the Bechina of Yom Kippur, etc., etc., etc. If a Tzadikim said, if you go to Meiram, put in all this Farm Akdashim, inside the Meira, on Yom Kippur, on like Ba'imir, you feel Kedushas Yom Kippur, and outside it's the Simcha of the Kodesh. So a connection of the Gilui of the that which is unique and special and uplifted in every Yiddish neshama, that's the life of it. Now, okay, very simple. Over everything has a flip side. Al derech lagba umer reveals the incredible tayerkeit of every single Yiddish neshama. The avodah of Rishon Bechoy. Who had did I find both in Parshas Acher and in Parshas Kedoshim? There's a mitzvah of not to walk the chukas agoy. In the end of Asher, Kemaisi Eretz Yisrael Lisav, Asher Ad Yashavtu Bo Lisav, Uchemaisi Eretz Kenan, Asher Ani Bevi Yashem Shama, Lisavtun, Ubechukli Seyam Lisilim. The love in the Torah, right? You're not allowed to walk Bechukka Sago. Whatever that means, I'll just say, right? In Kedoshim at the end, Lisel Chukka Sago, Asher Nuchim Meshalem. Don't walk. Why need to Tzukim? Right? Either look in the Kizkuni, or you wait till my answer at the end. What are you talking about? But I see that specifically when it comes to Lag Ba'Omer, which Lag Ba'Omer deals with the Maila of Yid and La'avdol, the Havdol, the Yisvadlus and the Goy, right? In both parshiyot, it underscored the Isra of Chukisayim not to walk in the Derech of the Goy. To understand this a bit, just Lag Ba'Omer came. Everyone knows the Gemara, Brochus, Tavyut, that any parsha which was chaviva to David HaMelech, he started with Ashrei and he ended with the word Ashrei. Example. Hello, folks. Anyone alive here? You don't got to go too far until you don't got to know much until. Hello. The first word in the Sefer Tehillim is Ash Ashrei Shalom Hafnas Ashrei, etc. And how does that kapitel? Don't forget the Gemara there says in brachas that kapitel Aleph and kapitel Beis Lomer Rosh Hashanah is one kapitel. So where does it end with Ashrei Kol Chayzer? So it starts with the word Ashrei and ends with Ashrei. Because by the way, Ashrei b'milui says the Bnei Shleishim is b'matri Yerushalayim. Again, 1001, which is Baruch Hashem Alav Avram, which is Shashnel. What does this Yerushalayim got to do with Ashrei? So I saw it in Sfarim HaKadosh. This is a Moiritik of Vort and it's a Moiritik of your Musar Hafa. Ashrei, Aleph Shin Reish Yud stands for Oyavei Hashem Sinuram. If you love the Eivishter, you despise evil. And granted, it's brought the good Torah from the Maggid of Chernobyl. To the extent that you love the Eivishter, you hate Ra. And vice versa. To the extent that you hate evil, you love the Eivishter. You can't have one without the other. What's the job? So they bring from Reb Pinchas Koritz. Who's the other one? Where did he go? Sometimes, it's a little swarm, when a goy, a grub of goy, does it to Eva, a grub of mice, a tattoo, and like a fellow. Even if the goy is like, showing in whatever, roasting and toasting somewhere, brother, yeah? Augur the Pchisus, the Hashchosa, the Ruach HaTumo, right, becomes manifest in the world. In other words, he explains when Chazal, Gemara says in Shabbos, that Chazal were made a gzeir, that Avira of Chutz Loretz is, Avera's Amen is Tomei. Why? Because the Machshava, the plan of a Goy, which is Tomei, right, that has an effect even on the atmosphere, the Avira. And that later causes a yid to be nish. You with me? It's actually a vort from the Rebbe Zisha Manapola. The pasuk says, "Vayis arbu bagoyim, vayalamdu maseyim." Pasuk in Tehillim. How is lechur David HaMelech is mekatzir and kal Yisrael? We said, "Faken." The reason vayalamdu maseyim because of Avi is living in Eretz Amin, which is Avira Tomei and Gusha Tomei, and that brings the Tumah into Kal Yisrael. What then is the Eitzah, the Tumah that surrounds the Yid, right? Is the Eitzah is to hate evil, despise negativity, Tumah. And Oyev Hashem, right, Sinura, how do you become an Oyev Hashem? Where's the possibility? Oyev Hashem Sinura, Shoymer Nafshoyes Chassidim. How do you get this shmir from all the tumah surrounding you? That's because you're Oyev Hashem with Sinura. And with that, the middle of Elzerem, Kshil of Elzer, Taijin. Remember the pasuk in Parshas? Pinchas? Sror Esa Medjonim. Read the pasuk? Sror Esa Medjonim, the Kisim Leisam. Yitzayr and Heim Lachem, and Nichleim, and Shemir Lachem, and Tapa. Oyer Malkar Kaker. What's that? Sror Esa Rashi? In other words, because there's a permanence of a tumor that the goy is able to create through his nechleim, with his schemes, whatever. Therefore, says Rashi, you have to ma'ayiv, you have to hate, you have to despise the evil which they do. Right? And that is the tikkun, that is the protection that Shemir Nafsh Chassid. By the way, that's the board, famous board from Bill Skorzer and the Belzer Rebbe, etc. So I thought to myself, hey, wait a minute. Oyev Hashem Sinura, Shemer Nav Chassidov, Yavisham Yatzilim, very good. What's the next pasuk? Oyer Zerua Latzadik, Oyer Zerua Latzadik, famous Bnei Yisrael, sort of classic. Why is there a reason for the Kal Yisrael, the Minig Yisrael, that I'm like, Oyer, you light Madura? Because Oyer Zerua Latzadik. And as the moon capture adds to the Zaydus of Yisosur, in the Sefer Shah Yisosur, Uli, Oyer Zeru al Atzadik, Uli Yishrei Leib Zivcha, Yishrei Leib is Gimachia, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. it's totally halacha. There's a hemshich here. Not just tamazoi. That dafka through the sinas hara, which is the avoda of usumsi of a shemay choli, there is the erzeru latzadi, which protects. Ashalti, what do you say in the piyut magoyber? Bar yochai nimshachta. Next word. Wait. Ashrech. Which is the root word of Ashrech from Ashrei, which we said before is Rosh Hashanah. Oyevei Hashem sinura. Bar yochai nimshachta Ashrech. Shem and sosoin. Mechavarecha. Where is this possible? What sosoin and sosoin mechavarecha come from? Earth. I'm asking you, because there is the Pesukim too.
Yeah.
I have to send it. Batisner Lesha, Al Kei Meshachal Likim Likecha, Shemen Tzosin Mechavirecha. Where do you get the Shemen Tzosin, which is the Shemen Zayas? Because I have to send it, Batisner Lesha. Hello, Earth. Yeah? And that is the Avoida of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Why is it Shemen Zayas? Because what do we know about Zayas? Just like Chazal Darsh and Medrash, just like Zayas, in Memphis Arab in Sharkul Amashkim, so to call you so are not Arab in a good. But this I understand the passion, as we'll discuss. Everyone knows the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf. Story of Lag Ba'Omer, what Daf would I find it? I mean, I'm not Mark. That's not a Gimel. They're not going to be a genius with that fellow. Right? So the story is that Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Yossi and Rav Shimon are sitting here, and Rav Yehuda is mishabeach the ma'isim of the roimim of whatever that kamanoa ma'isim shal elu that did it. Well, they built and they built kishorim and they built shvokim and Yuvalk, the great Donald Trump, they built all these great things. Hello. So he praises them. Rav Yehuda's silent, and Rav Shimon says everything they did for their own sake. They build shvokim, they build zaynus, they build kisharim, they collect taxes, etc., etc. Hello? And somebody was there. I'm not going to get involved in that whole discussion now. And he went and he told his wife, he told his neighbor, he told the mikvah, whatever. And the word got to the Romans. And they said, Yehuda shall praise the Romans. He will become the leader of the Rosh Hashanah of Mokim. And Yossi, who was silent, he got to go to Tzipori. And Shimon, we're going to kill. So Rashi became a fugitive and ran away for his life, and he went into the Maira, and as we say in the Piyut, Shom Kanisa, Hoitchavad, that's where he gained his, the heavens opened to him, Eliyahu Hanavi came, and Alamite. Hello. Why did Rav Shimon use Moisir Nefesh? The Gemara says something that said in front of three people. Especially, I don't know if you ever worked like in a shul committee or like whatever. Anything to this Amr B'Beitras, right? It's certain that it will be as leaky as the thief, and the whole world will know within an hour, right? Tomorrow. Hello? So how is he Moisir Nefesh? Because the Pasuk says, Lo Yisichonei, the one Abay Dazar, the Pasuk says, Lo Yisichin Lohem Chi. Rashbi is the one who despises giving any chin to a goy, the kanoi, right? And therefore he's Moisir Nefesh, he has to run away. But this I understand, by the way, that the Chazal Darshan, the Zayak understand, Rashi was promised by Sifra Diloch, Yukun Nigalusa, Bechester Barach. Through the teachings of Rashi, he will go out of Golos. Because how do you get out of Golos? What's the first step to the four Kaisers, the four Lashonis of Geula? We'd say, Si'ezcha Mitachas, Sivlois Mitzrayim. Kepirish Hayadua of the Holy Chavisharim. The first step of going out of Golos is that he cannot be soyful Golos. What's the first makkah? Dam. What happened by Dam? Vayiv Ashayor. What happened with Svardeya? Vayiv Ashayoritz. It became Fashtuk. As the Gemara says, is that generally a principle that Chain Hamokum al Yerushal. Right? That there's a certain Chain, a certain charm. People like where they live. Right? How do you get out of this rotten golos when you can't be soyvel golos anymore? Vayiva shorts. Right? It becomes rot. Oh, with this, I can understand two shtikla from Rabbi Pinchas Friedman in Shuli Pinchas. Beautiful ideas. And then we'll go further. All I'm saying now is just an introduction to the shir. One idea. Gemara said Shabbos Kutlam Ches. Tell Rabbah, I'm going to the kids in Imritz. When Rabbi Seder went into Kerabiyah, it was after Churban Beis Hamikdash, whatever. So they said, Chazal said, all Chazal are sitting there, and all Kanayim HaKadosh, that I've seen the Torah Shetishtachach Yisrael. Torah will ultimately be forgotten from Eden, because the Bible says, Omer Sine Yom Boim Lim Hashem, we give Bishlachti Rav, Ba'orez Rav, Lechem, Tzom Lamayim, Yim Lishmeh Zvar Hashem, and there'll be other Sukkim that said, stands up Rashbi, alone against everybody, and says, Chas V'Shalom, Shetishtachach Yisrael, Shetishtachach Yisrael, Shenemar ki lo yisishakach v'dila. Yeah? What's happening? You know the swarm, everyone, you're not going to be a genius if the pasuk is written, you never go to Meron, on the front of the side of the caver, when you go up, right? And the Nachman says, the good Maran, it's for Shleim, all the swarm, Akhdashim. Ki, look at our, when the pasuk says, the Soifitavis, Ki, Lois, Yishokach, Vipil Zarei, is Soifitavis Yechoi. How will Torah be saved and not forgotten? In the Schus of the Zera of Yechoi, I Rashbi. And therefore, it is good. Why is that? What's that? Why after Rashbi is the one who's able to save Torah and should be forgotten? So he said, this apostle, Ki, Lois, Yishokach, Vipil Zarei. Is Gematria, you can remember this, not so hard, 1202. Which is Gematria? Hello, there's one Gematria everybody should know. 1202. Hello. Voracious Boral again, maybe? Like, you don't gotta go very far. Hello. What does Voracious Boral again gotta do with Rosh Hashanah Yahweh? Earth calling. Holy law, I want to not big enough. Start the day. Hello? What is the first word in all of Torah? Hello, folks. Voracious. Everybody knows the Chidobrin, the Chidobrin, the Chidobrin. Voracious is Nutrikin, Ur, Torah, Rabbi Shimon, Vayyahu. Why did the Abishah create the world? Because he wanted the Gilui of the Torah, Shemechoi. What do you say in the field? Nasa Odom. Never mavarech. Hello? It's a big state. Right? So, Dafka Bereshit Borlikim. Rashi says, short trousers, 5-year-old kid, understand Rashi. Bereshit, why was the world created? Bishul HaTorah, Bishul Yisrael. Who was the one who was Megala the deepest of favorite to call Yisrael? And Megala the deepest level of a Yid to call Yisrael? Rashbi. So, Bereshit Borlikim. And therefore, on the word Voracious Borali King, you're not going to be a genius. The Shim Tikkunim, that was written by Rashi by Yahoo, where he was the Gala, the 70 level, 70 Gimachi, Yayin Gimachi, Yisuyin, in Voracious. And in that school, Klal Yisrael, the world was created and saved. What is 70 in the world? Hello? Earth. When you go to your therapist, your psychiatrist, he puts you on the couch and he says, make words. I say 70. The first thing you think of is how many nations are there in the world? There's 70 nations. 70 was oil. 70 goals. Kinsa Achat ben Shimon Zayin. What saves the Kinsa Achat calling Israel from the Gefelach Golos, the Bitter Filter Golos? Dafka the Torah, the Tikkunim of Hashem Yechoi, the 70 Tikkunim. Hello, save us from the Shivim Umas. How many mitzvahs are there in this week's parsha?
70.
Huh?
20.
You're a reform rabbi. Knocked it down. There's actually 60 if you really want to know. It's a bottle of shisha with us. But the Balatur of this week's parsha says, it's a medrash. Hello. Condition. Hello.
20.
If you add plus the 60, 10 more from the parsha of Arayis in the end of Acharei, hello. 60 plus 10 for any great mathematician in the audience is 70. Why? We're looking at why? How can I find the arayas of the previous parasha? Because Rashi, what's kedushin to you? You have to prush him in arayas, and then you come to kedushin. You have a mokra, the way you get erba, the way to kedushin. So together you have a 70. What is meram is that these 70 mitzvahs in these parashas save Kol Yisrael from What is 70? 70 is connected to the Torah of Shemir Choy, the 70 Tikkunim. In fact, close the world, what's the chapter here? Okay. Let's go to another subject for a minute. Could anyone tell me what is like the earliest Rebbe they could think of, like Ba'imer and Chumash? Like Lag, Gal, anybody out there? What? So the end of Parshas Vayetze, Yaakov Avinu runs away from Shver, right? And he runs after him, and he wants to kill him. And the Eibishter appears to him in a dream. He shoveled the chabetar, Yaakov Mitzayvara, and he comes to him. He got a brera, and he says, "L'chol v'nichrus abris aniva oto v'hoya." So Yaakov Avinu says, "Okay, chevra, liktu abana, v'yalaktu abana, v'yasu gal," and they call it Gal Eid, and Esav called it Yigar Sadusa. You remember this whole story, right? And Yaakov says, "Hini Gal is Eida," right? "Eida Gal is Eida Matzeva Ashal Anili." I won't go to you, and you won't come to me. What's the says the Arizal and Charakabonis? Now the Rebbe brings it the Siddur and the Tishlei, all the Sfar Makdashim. This Gal Avonim of Yaakov and Lavan is the earliest remez to Lag Bavonim. Hello? In Drush from Sefer, a grad that says, Gal, Gimel, Lamed, B'milui, is, work it out yourself, 147. Hello? Which one of the three patriarchs lived for 147 years? Yeah. Yeah. It's not Avram. He lived 175, last time I checked. And Yang and Yitzhak was 180. Yeah, so, okay, the less brave, you know, Yang. Hello? So, Gal, the Gal of London, is again around this on.
Yeah. Yang.
What does Yaakov Avinu got to do with this Gal Shel Avonim? Can anyone tell me? I'm not saying anything. But stop. What do you know about Shitas Rashbi? Remember, he's the one, Rashi brings it to Gemara, actually, right? He's the one who says, Chumash Par Vayishlach, Rashim Yechoyimer, Halacha Hi Biyodua, She'esav Soynil Yaakov. Who authored this statement? Rashi. If anybody knew Allah Yaakov, it was Rashi. He lived it. He's scarred by it. So why did the Eibishter create this sin of Goyim, the Kol Yisrael? Gathered the Medrash, which is fascinating Medrash Tmura, which is Meyuchat Rebbe Kivra Bishmol. So you have to give thanks to the Eibishter that anti-Semitism and hatred in the world, because that's what keeps Yidden away from Goyim. If not for that, Shlang would have been assimilated amongst the Goyim. Right? The Samson of Hirsch once said that that time the Melech said to Yitzhak, "Lech mi imonu ki yatzam to be men of Ma'oid." Who knows how many Yidin of the Sefer HaLaderus were saved when the Goy says, "Get out of here, scram, beat it." Right? And therefore the Eibishter instilled, ever since Yaakov was born, by Yisroel Tzabon of the Kirba, etc., there's a hatred in name, halachi v'yadua, you could stand on your head and spit wood. And if anybody, just derech agav, like living with their eyes open, right, and they see what's going on in the world today, hello? Amal the gemein, who is that, is a bit, a Nazi, a redneck guy from Arkansas, Lemzorim, or with the Shana mentioned, who are educated and sophisticated and cultivated, and they go to university, and they have the whole alphabet soup after the name. These are fine mentioned, right? There's a lot to learn from them. We'll talk about very time. After today, you know. Unless you're blind, or the Abishah took out your brain, the best of the shens to go in, there is absolutely nothing with that shakhtium. In middays, in days, in the hangi. I know a family in America, modern Orthodox people, sent the kids to the yeshiva seminary for a year, and they sent the kids to university. And they went to the best university, Harvard, Yale, right? And she said to their family, she spent over, a big family, I spent over $1 million for the best education money you could buy, and today, after October 7th, I regret every penny that I paid. I was talking to someone recently. I was at a conference, Shabbos at Chas in America. I was like a Shabbos, I was a guest speaker actually, together with a Rebbe. But I was like the Shabbos guy. I was the only guy there on the day that said Ashrayim. Every I'm speaking to him alive with Shtreimlich, by Zizokim. Hello? And they all are like enamored with their oral and their shegiyas. And they're telling me how, you know, oh, you just throw this guy. I'm looking at them as if these guys came down from the Levon. Now, Lochi, we do an ace of thing. There's nothing whatsoever. I gave a shir on a different topic. Last week. I said, could you have like nimus talk about etiquette, like decency, you know, midas from. So the president of the others in Ein Teira in Derech Eretz, right? What does Avraham Avinu say? Rak in Yira so they came b'mokim azeh barguni al roish. Without Teira, it's a gornish. There's nothing whatever to learn from Teira's proof, right? So Rabbi Shimon had this. He knew the halacha yidua, and therefore he was moisir nefesh lezichonim lezitin hamchein. Shouldn't find any chein in a good. Where did Rav Shimon learn Mesiras Nefesh for the Esbalus of Yivra Magoi? He had a Rebbe, and he says, Shonon b'doyfrei, Shimon b'doyfrei, Trumiyot b'doyfrei, Rav Akiva. What did Rav Akiva do? When you had the fox in the, remember the Gemara Shah and Brachat Samachal? Hello? Yeah? What does the fox tell the fish? Come on, dry land. Become Chaveir. What's the kavana of the fox? Eat up the fish for lunch. Mm-hmm. Hello? Yeah. So when the guy decides, I'm going to be friendly to you, I'm going to be nice to you, and I love Jews, and I'm a lot, right? Rabbi Akiva knows, now we have source. Right? Who was this Rabbi Akiva? Anybody know where the Shama came from? He's a Gilgul Azum, amongst other things. Abir Yankiv, hello? Scrambled letters, Rabbi Akiva, hello? I've discussed countless times. Right? And he was Yankiv Avinu. And Yankov Avinu, when love comes, and he said, let's make a pact, let's be a peace treaty, you know what? He said, Liktu Avonim, and you make a gal, and if you know that you're going to cross the gal, is you know it's l'ra, it's for evil. You with me? And later on he faces brother Esav, hello? And he said, well, then Esav one minute wants to kill him. He comes to the Chamit with Rabbi Meizish. Next minute, Nelchov and Ashuvan. Like that, we're Shavuot, equal, we're buddies, we're mates, we're brothers, flesh and blood. He says, Adoni Yedei, Arakiel, the Brakim, I say, the Rabbi Elisalai, who the Bokan and Echel, he catched. If I'm going to be Shavuot, the Shavuot with Esav, you will eat me up. You won't strangle me to death, you won't gasp me in a crematoria. You'll love me, you'll hug me to death. I got to get out of here. This is not for me. Let's say there. That's why when it says by Golos, Haboy, what did the Pasuk say first? The Elish Mitz B'nai Yisrael, Haboy, that's right. Haboy, Lashon,
present.
So it said, Asher Bo. No, because since it's a Chain Mokim Al Yisrael, you're a kind of patriot, the queen, whatever, yeah, Donald Trump, whatever country you live in, Ramadan Aram, hello? And Chain Mokim Al Yisrael, hello? So the Belzer Rebbe said it always has to be Haboyim Loshen Oyim. That's not the affair of Ishmael. But you start off Haboyim Yashri Shankiv Yotz Zaborim Yisrael. How could he even survive the Oyim Lukhinaf? Haboyim. By the way, who was Rabbi Shimon? So Rabbi Akiva is connected to Yankiv. It's good. And who was Rabbi Shimon? Earth. You're not going to be a genius. Famous Chiddush Arim. The Tanoia Makdoshim, which have names, Al Shem, they are the Gilgulim of those. So who were the three people in the Gemara and Shabbos who were sitting? Rabbi Yehuda, he's a Gilgul of Yehuda. And Rabbi Yossi, he's a Gilgul of Yossi. And Rabbi Shimon is a Gilgul of Shimon ben Ekron. Are you with me? What did Rabbi Yehuda become? He is the Rosh HaMedaber B'chol Mokot. Who is the Rosh HaMedabrim of all the Shvatim? Besides that, he saved Yosef. He was the Rabbi Yossi is Yosef HaTzadik. What was Yosef HaTzadik's began? Vayyove Yosef is the boss of Ra'al Aviv. So he had to go into Golos. Where did he go into Golos? Tel Aviv, Haifa, Kibbutz Lavi. Where did he go into Golos? Think about it. Sipori. If I say tzipor, the first thing is tzipor. We just learned parts of the Torah. Tzipor, fapetim. You saw Lashnar? Okay, the gilgul is you got your gilgul, got to go into a place called tzipor. And Rav Shimon is who? Shimon. What did Shimon do? He was the one who took out his cherub, his sword, and he killed out Shimon. He killed out Anshe Shechem. You remember there's a story, a guy called Chamor ben Shechem, and he wants to, hey, he likes Jews. Okay, he wants a Jewish wife. Hello? And you know who was Nisgalgul? Which Ben Gaderim was Nisgalgul in Shechem ben Chamor? Okay, you see. It's all these years these people should figure out what I'm about to say before I say it. You remember the fellow called Rabbi Akiva, and he said, when I was in Amoris, Gemara Pesach, whatever. Because he was the Gilgul of Chamor ben Shechem. Hello? And therefore Rabbi Akiva, who was the Gilgul of Yankim, right? Which from whom came Rabbi Akiva? He was Makir Toyb, the good old Akiva, to Rabbi Shimon, to Rashvi, because he, Shimon, through his Mesiris Nefesh, took out. Now, I said before the story of like Ma'imr Dafu Abed Gimel. Okay, Kashkocha Prophet. What is the 33rd Maimer of Rav Shimon by Yochai and Shas?
That's a hard one.
No, it's not. Everyone knows the sport. The 33rd is the Maimer on Dafu Abed Gimel in Shabbos. That Kol Masha Tiknu, like Tiknu El Terech Hafu. That when the guy does you a favor, they'll listen. Take a couple of things. Right? So that is the hispanos, the shitas of Shimon, of the gadlus of a yid, and that he lets him separate from the goat. Oh, yeah. Okay, so let me just bring it down like the poem. There's a word that even Havoyis from the chizur of this expression. It says in the Pasuk, "Kin ma'isi at the time of the Lissas," right? And if you wouldn't sit there, Astama Goyer, the Rashi says, "Tzrayim, Erevus Oret, with the Canaanim, they were the worst of people." And if they weren't the worst of the people, they were just Stam Goyim. You're allowed to do Kin ma'isi, you're allowed to do the same thing, right? The Pshat is the Eidish there, Pashkoch, but this always gets the greatest, the most decadent, immoral Goyim. Because that's the Samach Mem wants to be a tumut to Chav Yisrael, as we explained. And there he gets the greatest sewer of immorality, whatever. That's where you're eating a living to have Ashwan, that's the Nisyon. And you see this generation, never was in the Nisyon generation that's fallen so low. So, but Rashi asked, so we said, B'chukisem Lezilech, right, hello? But, you're not allowed to wear shops, you're not allowed to eat McDonald's, you can't do this any other thing. So, but boss, what's the Chosei Mezilechu? Says Rashi, right? Eilu ni Museim, kagoyim teatre is for karkasein. You're not allowed to go, you shouldn't go, right, on the rubric of the Chosei Mezilechu, to their stadium, to their whatever. What are they doing these stadiums? Hello? They don't do a way to Zora, they do Borom Shal Mabekach. They spilt. Yeah, football, right, racing, driving, I don't know, whatever. Yeah, look. So the Chizdorov says that. So you would think it's what? It's Shtusim. Okay, Borom Shal Mabekach, it's Shtusim. Right? At the end of the world, it's not a way to Zora. That goof in the Eitz Ha'ara doesn't tell you go and become a shmabzuch, to become a tabahid, a bayil. He says, mabakach, and it's garnish, not the end of the world. Oh, but what is the derech of the Eitz Ha'ara? First capital of Dylan, first he comes as a hoylich, and then he comes as a erich, and then he comes as a balavos, right? What a chazal say, the famous chazal? Ein adam choyte, elam kein?
Yes.
You want to begin to say, yeah? So I saw the Rachel Sivka Rebbe has a shmiz on this topic. He says, how does the Yitzhak work? First, he says, it's Mabekach. Shtus. I have to unwind that. I had a hard day in the office. I got a shtus. Right? Yeah, and that's Pshat. Right? And the pasuk this is parsha v'skadishta mitzvah kedoshim od the mekadesh atzmei ma'at milmato mekadesh harbe mil the ma'at the cleaner zach it's only over that's how you make a mishmeres l'mishmarti the eibur of the shem yisro he'll protect you but you have to do your zrusul l'sato not to
yeah
as for the svar mekadesh and this is bechlal there's a principle of life in tzaddikim. We have a really good Chazal tell us, Kol Hadrochim B'cheskas. In order to leave the Beis Medrash, go out in the street, you're ready in the Sakon. Ki Seitze, there's ready in the Bukhom Alein now. Right? There's a report from the Rebbe Zishan of Poland. Let me read it. He says, the Rebbe Zishan says, Os Panem L'Gehenim, Upoishis Panem L'Ganim. Right? Persons are strong in Kedusha. He can go out in the street, even though the street is Gehenim. Aber boishes ponen, tashemitik, a quiet guy, like whatever, you gotta stay in Galein, stay in the Beis Medrash, don't go out. Right? But the point I'm trying to bring out is every, that in the Welt is like, the Ruach HaTum is unbelievable. The Frat was man said. So even though it's a Dvar Mishal Mabekach, you think it's a Kleinekai, it's a Shus. He brings there a story, the Rav Shivka Rebbe, 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 he walked into a shver once, the old shver, sounding like a kodesh, and he was like shaking. He was like walking up and down. He was like gansin stress. He asked him what happened. He said, "I just had by me revitzikos." The first good of a man came to, and he told me a story that he himself heard from the Divya Chesed, the Shinavro. And the Shinavro said that he heard from himself. From an old man, a balagola. A balagola in the old days means like the poshish of the pshut, like the lowest, like totem pole. Who was the balagola by the Rebbe Elimelech, by the Rebbe Elimelech, bringing chassidim to the gents. That was his job. And he says he was such a poshut yid, he had no hasovi in the madrigas of chassidim or tzaddikim. He says he told him he looked at the chassidim, remember the chaver kadishim of Remelech. And he saw they had red necks before davening. The necks were red. I figured, how do you get a red neck? It must be that the chassidim, before they daven, they drink a little bronfen, and that gives you a red complexion. He had no idea of his lagos davening, he was never posh, that if you have a red complexion before davening, it must be you had a one l'chaim too many. But the alpha became der yidl, the balagula, right? Was a Sagi Nor Rechmon Lothar. Well, it was blind. He asked him, what happened to you? And he said, he was Pashti Yid, a simple Jew. But he saw his daughter or his granddaughter going to a store and she's buying a hat. You know, the fashion, Paris, a fancy hat. He saw her buying a hat. He said, Rabbi Yisrael, I'd rather not see. Take away my hat. Do you have something, Isa? And he prayed to the Eibishter and his tefillah was poshut yid in his kabul, and he became Rachman Lothar Sagina. Akan, the story that he heard from the Rebbe. And the Sgver Rebbe said, hinting in the light, where Shtreimlach and Bekish is, but they want to know what the Goy thinks and what the Goy halt and whatever, right? And they think that they'll amount to anything with all their, if you lean in the gas, right? The point I'm trying to say is that a yid has to, the union of these badlus from the way of thinking, the morality, the gas is like central to Yiddishkeit. What do we say? B'dasayim, what is the das of a yid? Shoyin is to go, three different, to stand out, to be proud of Yiddishkeit. I'll tell you a story. There is actually a merging of myself, my favorite story. The Chavraya Kaddisha of the Chuyz of Lublin decided to test, you know, on the Shabbos you feel upkula, whatever. Is that real or is that a dimyun ba'alma? Maybe if you eat gefilte fish and kugel and you sing smiris and you say ko'echsev, I don't know, you glance with oigen and you look and you're going to feel daroimen. They decided to make a test. They're going to prop a Shabbos, right, in the middle of the week, on a Wednesday. And they'll see if they spear it and feel that. And they did. And they did feel. They felt the Torah. Is the Charaya, that all that we feel is not the Nesham Yuseir, it's all psychological make-believe. they were so tzibruch. So they went to the Rebbe, to the Choyzevulbin, right? And he told, and he was like very, he was the Nisrachim of my son. And he said, tell me, what, were you wearing Shabbos Dikah Begodim? And he said, yeah. Oh, now I understand. Because Shabbos Dikah Begodim have the ability to betray me. You know the famous Wurtender, it's Wurtender. You remember by what's his name? Amalek? It says, Vayishma Kami Melech Harad, and really they were Amalekim?
Dressed.
So they dressed up like that.
Speak like
that. You really want to fake it, so why don't you dress up like a Kanani? Answer the Burka, because if you dress like a Kanani and you talk like that, you are a Kanani. It's brought in so you perform. Other Tzaddikim, when Yankiv went to get the brachas, surreptitiously, what, and he said, Anuich Esa Becherech, how was he able to say it? Sofer brings it about, Sofer brings it only because he was dressed like Esa. It's a German shal nabaka, it's Schlussen, right? I have no time to elaborate. But the Satmar Rebbe said, in the name of the Luska Rebbe, that just like the Sisrei Torah in Kedusha, there's Sisrei in Tum, right? And one of them is that, put it this way, the Shabbat Rebbe, there's Alice in a board. Hello? If a person walks in the ways of, I was just sitting by Shal Shuris when he Shabbos, so two of my brothers back were overheard saying to each other, they want to just, I overheard, if someone would take a dog and put sneakers on the dog on Shabbos and give him a haircut the way people walk around today, the Rav would go ballistic, he would just crack up. I can't bear the dogs, I can't bear the haircuts people take today, right? And I certainly can't bear people walking around with sneakers on Shabbos. Oh. With a parry say, achalik shol, shame, loshen, whatever, yeah? The way that a person acts and behaves and just looks, right, has a hashpo on you, it's a hakiko in nefesh. And this is parsha, if you want to come to Kiddushin, you want to tap into the Torah of Shem Bayachoy, right? If you have to know this halachi b'yadua, Jesus and Eliyanku, that there's this badlus, remember the Rav Tonon Nikol HaShoynes, and these badlus from the derech of the Goyim, even the Dvarim Shal Nabaka, right? And then you have to know, I wanted to say a shir today about the halachi gedorim of Chukuseh HaMashalech. But the kitzur is anything that comes from Avodah Zorah of a Goyim. And even if it's not Avodah Zorah, it's one of the Dvarim Shal Rishus, nor is an inyan of shachas and gaiva and whatever, right? It's antithetical to raising kedusha. Is something which is also al pi Torah. That's 100 shaylas in everything we do every day. The Eibush the Helfin comes in like ba'omer, which is we tap into the earth Torah for sure by Yehoi. The Eibush the Helfin that Torah mogin lo, and in that schus we should see the kiyum of the yud that Rashi Yehoi was promised by Sifra the Loch. You've come to lose the bechesed the barach from Amen.
Oh, yeah.